You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1991. And this DX Audio Service is coming to you from our studio here at Great Northern Broadcast Company. And a little bit noisy. I got the computer going in the background and a lot of other things as we get ready for a transition over to just east of here. And we've got a lot of information to cover, so let's jump in. One of the big questions we get asked a lot here on the DX Audio Service is about the National Radio Club Convention. When, where, how, what, and who? Well, it's the National Radio Club Convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia this time. Bill Swieger is gearing up for the annual Labor Day Bash, and he warns us that hotel reservations must be made by the end of July as a number of exciting activities hit Bridgeport, West Virginia, all at the same time as the NRC Convention. We should have complete news and information concerning the NRC convention in the next edition of the DX Audio Service, and hopefully we can even nail Bill Swieger down on the telephone and talk to him directly. From the DX Exchange, Jerry Berg at 38 Eastern Avenue in Lexington, Massachusetts, 02173, would like to hear from other RADEX members, R-A-D-E-X, and swap needed issues and information. Dave Schmidt says that ESRC at Post Office Box 1192 in Delray Beach, Florida, 33447-1192, is a good source for finding those hard-to-find obsolete tubes. Also, Chris Cuomo of 670 3rd Street in Verona, Pennsylvania, 15147, is looking for Popular Communications Magazine from April of 89 through August of 1990. So if you have any additions and you want to part with them, please give Chris a call. Do you have something to buy, sell, or trade? Would you like to put it on the DX Exchange? It's simple to do. All you have to do is drop us a card or a letter to the DX Exchange, DXCHANGE, and send it to this address, please. This address only. Send it to the DX Exchange National Radio Club, and the address is 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427. The reason we want you to send it there, it goes right to Paul Swearingen, who is the editor of DX News Magazine. That way it gets printed up in DX News Magazine as well as read right here on the DX Audio Service. Now, before we get into Jerry Starr with a look at AM Switch column, I have some exciting news to tell you about. It is quite exciting because it's the first time we've done this kind of project before. As you know, many of you have made the comment that you wish we had more material here on the DX Audio Service, and that's one of the hardest things that we have to deal with is the fact that we only have 90 minutes aside, an hour and a half for each program. Well, I got the idea one night, sitting here doing some maintenance on the recording facility, and put together a special edition called the DX Audio Service After Dark. And it's exactly what it was. It was 10 o'clock at night when we put the thing together. And what it is a special program of the DX Audio Service, which contains a lot of information, a lot of features and things that we don't normally get to cover here on the DX Audio Service because of the time limitations. There's a market scope from one of our members, just miscellaneous air checks, which are real good, some old stuff and some new stuff. There's also, I guess, a sign-off and a sign-on from Steve Bauer on Wichita, Kansas, a couple technical articles from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and part of the couple speeches that were presented at the Topeka National Radio Club Convention. Now, here is the catch on this tape, because I wanted to cram all this information in, and also because I was experimenting around with some new recording equipment that we bought here. The tape is recorded at 15/16 inches per second. That's the slow cassette speed. So if you have a standard cassette player, it won't play the tape. It has to be 15/16 inches per second. It's not the NLS format, though. It's just straight old monophonic cassette. So there's an hour and a half per side, 3 hours for each cassette. It's a good long program to listen to. And in addition to that, if you do not have a cassette machine that plays at that speed, we do have a reel-to-reel tape that is available. It's 1 mil tape on a 7-inch Regal, and it plays at 3 3/4 inches per second. Now, this tape is made from, Ampex 641. I got to remember my trade numbers right here. Ampex 641 tape, and it is recorded in 2-track monophonic. So it's very good quality. In fact, it's right off the master tape, which we record. If you are a strict audiophile and you have the choice, I take the reel-to-reel. Now, how much do they cost, you might ask? Well, it's $3 for the cassette, standard cassette price, if you want the cassette, and it's $7 if you want the reel-to-reel. And that includes shipping and postage from us here at the DX Audio Service. Send your order to National Radio Club Headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And be sure to tell Mike that you want the DX Audio Service After Dark Edition. And we'll send it to you probably within about three or four weeks, depending upon the orders we have. Well, that's all I got from this end of the studio. I'm going to switch it all the way to the other edge of the state, over to Youngstown, Ohio, and to Mr. Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We only have one AM Switch for this month's audio service, and the reference number is 256. We start with a handful of call letter changes. On 770, the new station in Youngstown, New York will be WTOR. On 800, the new station in Brockway, Pennsylvania will be WVCQ. On 1040, CKXY, Vancouver, British Columbia changes to CIMA. On 1260, KSNO, Aspen, Colorado becomes KRKE. There's a call that for many years was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 1390 WQKC, Seymour, Indiana changes to WZZB. On 1430 WHNK, Madison, Tennessee changes to WYZO, a call that closely matches WIZO, the station they simulcast. And on 1440 WBCM, Bay City, Michigan changes to WUNI. Grants to existing facilities. There's one of note on 690 KTCJ, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The day power goes to 1,500 watts, but more importantly for DX purposes, this station is now full-time. They have added 500 watts of power at night. The antenna changes to U3 in your log. Moving on down to otherness, on 650 KMCE, Rancho Cordova, California. This is a new station now on the air. 820 WPNT in Chicago. This station has been silent for some weeks now, but is expected to return under the ownership of Diamond Broadcasting. Now, Diamond Broadcasting already owns an AM station in Chicago, WSBC, one of the three stations that shares 1230 kilohertz in the Windy City. The FCC is expected to grant a one-year waiver of the duopoly rule, so Diamond will have time to dispose of WSBC. In other words, the FCC will give them up to 1 year to own and operate two AM stations in the same market. How much money they'll get for a little AM station that only operates 56 hours a week, we don't know, but they have told the FCC that they will not simulcast and will operate with separate staffs, separate facilities, and separate formats if that waiver is granted. On 840 KABN, Long Island, Alaska, this silent station has been sold. The new owner has signed a 10-year lease on the transmitter land, so he must be planning on putting it back on the air. Here are some stations in Tennessee that have all gone silent. 850 WPFD, Fairview, Tennessee is silent. 1030 WXSS, Memphis, Tennessee is silent. And on 1220 WCHP, Etowah, Tennessee has gone silent. 1290 KESP, Santa Barbara, California. This silent station was purchased at a receivership auction by its former owner and is expected to return to the air soon. 1340 KOMY, Watsonville, California. This station has gone silent. Don't expect it to return soon. They have already sold their transmitter land. On 1390 KJME, Westminster, Colorado. This station has been fined again by the FCC for operating with as much as 4 times their licensed power. This is the second such fine for this station in less than a year. 1430 KNSP, Staples, Minnesota. Station is silent. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania. This silent station is now back on the air. 1490 WFAD, Middlebury, Vermont. This silent station has also returned to the air. And on 1530 WCEG, Middleborough, Massachusetts. This new station is expected on the air soon. As a matter of fact, it may already be on the air by the time this tape reaches you. And that'll wrap it up for an under 4 minute AM switch. Jerry Starr saying 73. I'll see you next month with probably as many as four editions, so we'll have quite a bit of information on next month's tape. Right now, it's time to switch across the hall, and we see in our giant Studio X, the house lights have dimmed, the audience is hushed, the curtain has risen, and striding on stage is none other than the DX Audio Services' very own box packer and mover extraordinaire, ladies and gentlemen, John Bowker.
Okay, Jerry. Looking forward to the hot air balloon fiesta in Albuquerque. Hope to see you out there. Of course, we'll be together in, Bridgeport, West Virginia and over Labor Day. So for the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service Convention. By the way, I hope everybody's planning to be there in Bridgeport. And we've got to get our reservations in by July. And I know Fred's going to be putting stuff together for the DX Audio Service to let everybody know how to sign up for that. Maybe we'll even get Fred there this year. How about that? We're going to be at Bridgeport. We're going to be in Albuquerque. We're going to be at the National Popcorn Festival. That's in Valparaiso, Indiana, or Orville Redenbacher's home, if you were wondering. I'm going to be all over the country, which brings to mind that I'm going to be having a new mailing address. So no mail should be sent to my New Jersey address anymore. We have sold this house. We're moving out. And listen to the end of the travelogue and jot down my new mailing address, please. Well, this month we're going to be dealing with a 790 kilohertz dial position, a unique channel if there ever was one, but we'll get to that in a minute. Now, last month I mentioned I'd received a tape, a cassette from Dale Ham in Alabama. And Dale sent in some things. I guess I got two or three cuts from that one cassette, Dale, that I want to expose to the rest of the DX Audio Service. In fact, that ID, the most complicated thing I think I've heard in a long time, if ever. You introduce it for us, Dale.
Yeah, I was monitoring on an AM station in Alexander City. I've never heard anything like this, but they're giving a bunch of AM stations that they're broadcasting over in the local area. So here goes.
WSTH AM Columbus, WXTH Alexander City, WSTH FM Alexander City, Columbus, Phoenix City, Auburn, Opelika, Eufaula, LaGrange, Noonan, Montgomery, the South.
He finally got around to it, the South. Okay, fine, the South has risen again, I guess. And Dale raised another very interesting question. Listen to this cut, and we'll see if we can figure out what happened here.
In Auburn, Alabama, WAUD Radio.
WJHO Opelika, 1400 AM today.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker.
Now, Bob Walker in the ABC News was coming over WAUD, of course. Now, Dale, there could be several things going on here. But I take it you just made this recording and didn't touch the dial, of course, and you were tuned to WAUD at 12:30 on the dial, and yet you were picking up a 1400 station in the background. It was obvious. There are several things that could be happening now. If you were, say, right under the WAUD towers, or let's say within maybe a half mile of them or so, that could easily be explained by simply a front-end overload. Even when the announcer isn't speaking, the station is still putting out 1,000 watts. I assume they're at full power, WAUD. And that might very well cause the solid-state circuits in the front end of your radio, right at the antenna, to overload. And then I can assure you all bets are off as to what the station actually might pick up in addition to WAUD. Now, assuming you weren't within, say, close proximity to the WAUD towers, it may well be that there is a slight bit of corrosion, a poor connection within the radio cassette machine you were using. It doesn't usually show up, of course, but with one signal rather strong, in this case WAUD, virtually any form of corrosion or a bad battery clip or something else inside the radio can cause this kind of a problem. In fact, Fred Volby can tell you that I get Radio Canada International in my equipment right here. Sometimes when I pause, you may never have noticed it because Fred usually fades it out as best he can. But on the cassettes that I give Fred, sometimes you'll hear another voice in the background. That's coming from RCI right here in my New Jersey studio. So what can I tell you? We have rather high humidity here, and that makes matters even worse. Now, there was another thing that Dale sent in, and we don't hear this in the East. In fact, I'm a little bothered by it. Not at you, Dale. No, I'm delighted you sent it in. But I'm wondering how many stations have the audacity to do this. Listen.
This is radio station WZOB 14, now concluding another broadcasting day. WZOB operates on a frequency of 1,250...
Well, I'll just cut him right off, but how many times do you hear the national anthem interrupted for some commercial message or required message like that? I don't know. We just don't hear that back here, at least on the East Coast. You know, we're good guys, I guess. And the final thing from Dale Hamm this month, Dale wanted to know, he said, hey, it's killing me. What's the name of this song? If anybody knows, would you call in or write in or something? You got me stumped too, Dale. It's not the Beer Barrel Polka, as you asked, but it's a polka. If anybody knows, call Fred or drop me a line or something. I'll give you my address at the end of this travelogue. All right, very familiar song. Okay, I promised Fred I wouldn't sing, so I won't do that. So, 790 on the dial is the name of this month's game. Now, why is it unique, you may ask? Well, because it's a regional channel, and it's the first regional channel we've come to in a year of travelogues. Can you believe it? That's right. The last one was 6:30 on the dial, and not only that, but the next one we're going to come to, the next regional channel, will be about a year from now. That'll be 910 kilohertz. So everything between 790 and 910 and where we've been recently, they're all clear channels. Now, the significance of this regional channel business is that the maximum power allowed to U.S. stations, at such as 790 on the dial, is 5,000 watts, of course. And of all the channels we've come to since we started this climb up the dial nearly 2 years ago, when we started at 540, this channel, 790, has the most active stations on it. Over 40 stations by my most recent count. We have some of them on tape, of course, the top of the hour IDs, that is. So what do you say we lay tracks across this beautiful land, starting in the northeast, proceeding down and across the country, as is our wont? Our first station features my wife's favorite announcer of all of them that she's heard while we've been out making these recordings for the past 20 or more years in the car and the motorhome. You'll hear it now on the June 1991 DX Audio Service Travel.
This is WREUM 1000 watts of Good Neighbor Power in Rumford, Maine.
Isn't that a great voice? But just so you don't think that WREUM is only staffed by the obvious son of the owner, here's a more recent break that was recorded in 1990.
Playing more of Mexico's favorites. This is Bill Fortune on Country 790 WREUM Rumford.
Now we come down the coast about 150 miles.
The news is next on AM 790 Waves, WWAZ, Providence.
A foreign ministry spokesman says hundreds of thousands of people are on strike and demonstrating in Baku, the capital of the Soviet Republic.
Of course, in Providence, you can't keep up with the call sign changes, so who knows what 790 is in Providence these days. Anyway, let's move several hundred miles now due west to the city that has more snow by far than Buffalo does. In fact, Ken Chatterton, our publications manager of the National Radio Club, lives right outside of this next town. Would you, Mr. Announcer, come in and identify yourself, please?
I'm John Stockwell. CBS is next.
WTNY, Watertown. CBS News, I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
Okay, Betsy, I'll tell you what we're going to do now is move down to the fine Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
This is Bill Gregory, WAEB, Allentown.
Joe McClain!
Good afternoon. You're listening to WPIC Sharon Hermitage. We're a regional group station. The 5 o'clock report is next. It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm John Deck.
What a great time for the 5 o'clock report. Okay, we're going to head south now.
Oh, there's one thing I forgot to do before I leave here. I got to adjust this microphone for Lawrence. He likes it hanging down from the ceiling. There we go. Come on in here, Jim. Past your bedtime. Get on the air. WTAR News Time, 12 noon.
This is Virginia's first radio station, AM 79, WTAR Norfolk, keeping you in touch. CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
WTNC, WTNC FM, Thomasville, North Carolina.
WWBT, Bamberg, South Carolina, AM 790.
Tough enough, it is tough enough. That girl was so fine, even Santa Claus was sucking in his gut. Good morning, it's WPIQ and WYNR, Brunswick, St. Simon's Island. This is MJ Superstar.
I'm so happy because, I'm so sad because it's Christmas time.
WYNR, WLBE, Pittsburgh, Houston. NRWLBE time, 6 o'clock.
NBC News, I'm Ann Taylor.
79, WNWS, South Miami, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. The news station you can talk to.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm John Delmont. President Reagan and Soviet leader... Well, since I seem to be cheating the South Miami market just a little bit on this travelogue, and I still don't know why, I'm going to take you back about 15 years. Actually, to 1976, this next recording was made, and it has the actual News and Information Network jingles in place. Remember that, Fred? You sure do. You use them all the time. This is the NBC News and Information Network in South Miami. Listen.
At 790 on your dial, this is WNWS, South Miami, Miami. You're a news voice for South Florida.
Well, that's about as far south as we're going to go today at 790 on the dial. What do you say we hop, skip, and jump back north? We'll go to Johnson City, Tennessee is next.
WETV, Johnson City, Bristol, Kingsport.
It's 10 o'clock. Have yourself a very good weekend at Rural Country 790 WHTH, Heath, Newark.
Yes, geography fans, I know that's Ohio. We'll go back to Tennessee now, right along the Mississippi River, and work our way north through Louisville up into Wisconsin.
WMC 79, Memphis, where news comes first. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
Light and easygoing favorites from the 60s, 70s, and today on 107 FM, AM 79, WDEZ FM and AM, Louisville.
Most popular four-letter word in Kentuckietta, wacky.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky.
You know, of that jingle series, Louisville, Kentucky, fits the very best of any I think I have on tape.
That's the latest from our direct line to Dow Jones and Company on 79 WSGW Saginaw Bay City, your station for the Secret City.
Yeah, that's Fred Bobey's old stomping grounds up there in the Thumb area. Now, let's see. Are we ready to go into Wisconsin, please? Yeah, great. Yeah.
WEAQ, Eau Claire. This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Kevin Gordon.
7 o'clock at KKBQ, Houston's first AM stereo radio station, the new 79Q. Today's official...
Celebration 25. KABC Talk Radio is alive. 25 years of entertaining conversation, stimulating information. 25 years of new horizons, new ideas, and new people. 25 years of staying ahead of the news. Celebration 25. We're loving what we do, and we owe it all to you.
Happy Celebration 25.
Talk radio in Los Angeles began 25 years ago. I'm Ray Brame. For 18 years, I've held down the all-night shift. Can't sleep? Join me tonight on KABC Los Angeles.
I recorded that at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, in 1987. Okay, we go up toward Fresno now a little bit.
La estación oficial de las Chivas Rayadas, KOQOAM, Clovis, Fresno.
La estación de los grandes.
And then up further into the northern climes of California, Scott Johnson just sent me this tape.
This is KFLI AM 790, concluding another broadcast day. KFLI is owned and operated by California Oregon Broadcasting Incorporated from Eureka, California. KFLY 790 will take to the air again tomorrow morning at 6 with more of your favorite easy listening music, plus outstanding local news and public affairs programming. I'm station manager Mike Jones. If you have a thought or a comment regarding our nighttime programming or about anything else you've heard here on KFLI, please drop me a note in care of KFLI Post Office Box 1386, Eureka, California 95502.
You don't hear them talking over the Star Spangled Banner, do you? No, sir. Okay, we're going to go to the home of the Cascade Mountains.
Solid gold hits in AM stereo. KJRB Spokane.
All right, now, before you accuse me of cutting out the music on that ID, that's the way it was sent to me. I've never been anywhere near Spokane. Trust me, I really haven't. Next time I'm in Spokane, that will be the first time I'll record it again, and I'll keep the music around it since it was top 40. People say I don't play enough top 40, but play a lot of the schmaltzy stuff that they know I like. Okay, our last station on 790, we got to go a couple of thousand miles to the west from Spokane.
This is KKON West Hawaii Broadcasting Incorporated, 790 kilohertz, Kealakekua, Hawaii.
All right. Now, we're going to wrap up, though, by coming back to our second city of this travelogue. Remember what that was? Yeah. This recording goes back to 1970. That's why I came back to it.
This is Happy Day Radio, WEIN in Providence.
It's the place we stay. Have a happy day.
Well, that's our story for this month. As I say, I'm unhappy not to find that new South Miami ID in my tapes here. I'm sure I had it. Now, my new mailing address is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. My middle initial is D, the fourth letter of the alphabet. My son occasionally contributes material to this column, too, and his middle initial is different. So, John D. Bowker, P.O. Box 1279, Valparaiso, Indiana. I spell that V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana. 46384. Now, my mail is going to be delayed just a little bit. We're going to be driving all over the country for the next 9 months or so, and maybe another year. And we're having it forwarded to us on a catch-as-catch-can basis by our son, John, who lives in Valparaiso. So have mercy on us, won't you? Speaking of having mercy, here's Bill Hale.
Thanks, John. Welcome, everyone, to the June 1991 edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Clubs. DX Audio Service. Plenty of tips and loggings to pass along to you this month, so let's get on with it. Doug Smith of Nashville logged WVNN 770 in Athens, Alabama recently with country and western music, an ID which went as WHVK Huntsville Country. Doug also heard them being simulcast on WKQD 93.3 Tullahoma, so 770 and 93.3 are simulcasting now. But wait, I'll have more about this in a minute or two. And Doug also reports that after being silent for a week as the old WSIX 980 in Nashville, they've changed to WYFN and Gospel on April 15th. Doug heard them with a call change and announced their affiliation with the Bible Broadcasting Network among local announcements. So a great country tradition in Nashville is now history. Well, back to the WVNN story. Ed Suley of Huntsville, Alabama, happened to pass the following along on WVNN, coincidentally, as I was just writing up Doug Smith's notes. Seems WVNN, first of all, is still WVNN and still mostly news talk with Business Radio Network and some sports from CBS and some motor racing news. They also carry Larry King overnight and now simulcast with WHVK, which is the XWKQD 93.3 in Tullahoma, Tennessee. The ID is Huntsville Country in the early morning and early evening, so they simulcast during those hours only. So beware of this combination, and evidently this is when Doug picked them up. It also reports that WDKT 730 in Madison, Alabama has been silent for some time now. Seems they had good ratings, but went bankrupt anyway. Ed says this would be a great full-time frequency for anyone interested in AM station ownership. Well, back in AM switch number 24, issue 24, Jerry Starr reported there were 208 silent AMs nationwide. Ouch! Another update from Ed Suley says that WHOS 800 in Decatur, Alabama is no longer simulcasting with WDRM and has gone to full-time live DJs. They're still country and western, but he comments that he hopes it's a trend and ending simulcasting, not the CNW format, as they've got enough of them in the area. Ed goes on to say that WBXR 1140 in Hazel Green, Alabama, which was silent as WIXC, is now back on the air with an oldies format via satellite and IDs as oldies 1140. They also carry CNN and TRN News. Their new address, if you want to keep your log up to date, is Post Office Box 778, Fayetteville, Tennessee, zip code 37334. And the phone number, area code 615-433-7017. The signal strength, or lack of it, at Ed's QTH makes him think they've returned to the old transmitter location in Tennessee, but still IDs now as Hazel Green, Huntsville, Fayetteville. So if you need this one, better get it quick, as Ed suspects the new owners are planning to abandon Alabama completely and return to the old Tennessee identity. One more thing from the Alabama Space Center, WAJF 1490 in Decatur, Alabama, has been silent for some time, but Ed Suley caught them one Sunday with a black gospel format and hasn't heard them since. Thanks, Ed, for all those updates. Well, although reported by many sources to be vacating 530 and moving over to the FM band, Don Voorhees from Oswego, New York, heard a CJFT on 530 as late as April 22nd at 06:58 hours, so apparently their move wasn't as imminent as we were led to believe. However, by this time, they may be moved. Jim Renfrew of Rochester, New York, logged what he thought was a WNYW 1120 in Gordon, Georgia, with a legal ID, Business Radio Net, and a mention of FM 107.1. Well, I don't know about this, as all my references still have this station as WBNM, but they do co-own a 107.1. So hopefully one of you members down that way can give Jim a hand here. Has 1120 in Gordon, Georgia changed from WBNM? Jim Bame of San Antonio logged KVRP 1400 Stamford, Texas with a weather forecast, a clear call letter ID, and the phone number. The log states this is silent, but after Jim's logging, sounds like they're back on the air. Jim also logged WBJY 840 in Far, Texas, with songs from the 40s and 50s, not country and western, as in the log. Also, the ID is KBJY McAllen AM 840. I've heard them too. The JY on the call letters, they seem to identify a little bit as joy too, so evidently their new format. Well, Bill Townsend of Washington, D.C. has noted WPRW 1460 Manassas, Virginia has been off the air since February 8th. He didn't say, however, why it took him 3 months to send that tidbit in. Hi. Eric Buniman of Woodstock, Georgia writes to say that WDCY 1520 Douglasville, Georgia is now programming country and western, dropping southern gospel, and also they dropped their plans to go news talk. Eric also says WAZX 1400 Alpharetta, Georgia, with a good signal in Spanish Norteña music. The ID is Radio Exitos and no longer simulcast with their FM. Eric also logged WYJS 1390 Jackson, Tennessee, with Unistar's AM-only satellite feed of nostalgia and adult contemporary music, which has enjoyed rapid growth since their debut in January of 1990. WYJS formerly played Music of Your Life and Gospel. Mike Hawk of Omaha, Nebraska, ID'd KLEX 1570 Lexington, Missouri, using the slogan The New KX, and now programming CHR instead of Country and Western. Well, after hearing reports of QSLs being returned due to insufficient addresses, Mike Hardester, who is stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, says a possible address for WWOF 1580 is the following. In care of Word of Faith, 1309 Lejeune Boulevard, and Lejeune is spelled L-E-J-E-U-N-E, Jacksonville, North Carolina, 28540-6335. Mike did some detective work, and this appears to be a studio address with an STL antenna aimed at their single tower site in a field and the transmitter nearby. Mike logged their sign-off back on April 16th at 1945. They mentioned 10,000 watts and Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville. The carrier was still on after 2,000 hours. He asks, how can a radio station have a city of license, which is a military reservation? All IDs announce Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville, as do the sign-on, sign-off announcements. According to the FCC database, Camp Lejeune is the city of license, where there used to be a small town with that name, or the licensee just pulled a fast one. Who knows? Reporters Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, and Eric Buniman both report hearing 1580 in Pascagoula, Mississippi, with their new call letters, WZZJ, and their new format, which is religion. They had programmed country for many years. Charles also logged the new WWBH 1550 in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, with their nostalgia format, formerly WCCZ. Well, Rick Dow from Iowa City, Iowa, sends word that according to Chief Engineer James Swearingen, WARU 1600 in Peru, Indiana, is 900 watts days, 33 watts nights, and 500 watts pre-sunrise authority, and their schedule is 0558 hours to 2200 hours, so you can change your logs. Rick also reports that the correct address for WDBQ 1490 in Dubuque, Iowa, is 5490 Saratoga Road, Dubuque, 52001, just in case you write them for a QSL. And another address change, courtesy of RD, KCOB 1280 in Newton, Iowa's address is 611 First Avenue East in Newton, 50208. The next meeting of the San Antonio Knob Twisters, which is an all-band club, will be held at 2 p.m. Central Time at Wyatt's Cafeteria at 8511 Tesoro Drive in San Antonio, which is right on Loop 410, on June 16th. We meet for a couple of hours and hash over what's new on the bands, show off our new radios, look over any or new magazines or catalogs that people bring along, and generally chew the fat on radio. If you're in the San Antonio area, maybe on vacation or business, you're always welcome to join our group. Late-breaking DX or tips may be phoned to me at 512-392-0082. Call before 9 p.m. Central. That's going to do it for this month. If you've got an interesting logging to pass along or a tip for other DXAS members, send it to me, Bill Hale, 734 Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 786-664-335. Until next month, good DX.
And spring greetings to everyone out in DX land. Laura McCusker back once again, speaking to you from the summer vacation destination of thousands, Albany, New York. With the latest from the radio ratings front, these numbers are from the Arbitron Ratings Service. We'll cover some smaller cities this time around, beginning here in the Northeast with market number 67, Syracuse, New York. Top 40 WNTQ was number one, rebounding from a 9.4 share last summer to an 11.1 share last fall. They took the top spot from ACWYYY, which slipped down to number two. Another AC, WSYR, was third, and DXable 620 WHEN was seventh with a 4.9 share. Going south to market 82, Charleston, South Carolina, we find country music on top, with WEZL posting a 12.5 share last autumn. Album rock WAVF followed quite distantly with an even 8 share to take the number 2 spot. News Talker 1250, the mighty WTMA, put in a good performance with a 6.9 share, and they took the number 4 spot. In market number 93, Roanoke, Virginia, top 40 was Tops, with WXLK claiming an impressive 18.4 share. Country music was second, with WYYD posting a 12.1 share last fall. AM-wise, News Talk 960, WFIR was seventh with a 3.3 share. 1470 Urban WTOY and 1280 WROV, both of which I hear on occasion, were posting numbers we expect of AMs these days. Unfortunately, they posted a 2.1 and 1.4 share, and they took the 12 and 16 spots, respectively. And checking in with market number 97, which is Chattanooga, Tennessee, country music was the big winner, with WUSY on top with a 19.7 share. Next was CHR, WSKZ with a 10.3 share in the fall. Easy listening, WDEF-FM tied for third with a 9.3 share, with Urban WJTT. Country music did quite well out in market number 88, Wichita, Kansas, last year. Top 40, KKRD was on top with a 13.3 share. The next three spots were taken by country western stations. KZSN-FM was second with a 10.8 share. KFDI-FM checked in with number 3 with a 9.4. And KFDI-AM was next with a 7.4. Adult Standards KQAM-AM, a station I DX'd about 6 years ago since I heard those guys. They were number 13 with a 2.2 share. News Talk was the format most were tuning into in market number 73, Omaha, last year, with KFAB in first with a high 14.6 share. Album rocker combo KEZO AM and FM was second with a 12.1 share. Country WOW 690 AM, always a welcome guest on the dial. They checked in at number 8 with a 5.1 share. Checking in at market 71, Toledo, Ohio, we find AOR is tops, with WIOT posting a high 14.7 share last year. Country music was next, with WKKO in second with a 10.9. News Talk 1370 WSPD, a semi-regular visitor to my DX den. They were ranked number 7 with a 7.2 share. And Country 1560 WTOD, which I hear on occasion, but they are a much less frequent visitor. They were number 9. They posted a 3.7 share. And checking in here in Albany, in the number 1 spot, happily, once again, happily for us anyway around here, easy listening, WROW-FM, took the number 1 spot with a 9.1 share. Coming in second, Powerhouse, 810 AM, WGY AM. They were second with an 8.9 share. And CHRWFLY-FM was third with an 8.6 share. And that will about do it for the ratings thing for this time around. It is springtime, so of course I'll keep up to date on these reports, but spring and summer comes. More important things to do, like packing up the car and heading on over to Heritage Park to watch the AA Albany Yankees play, which is a great time. And, hey, when you consider how much Major League Baseball games cost, especially for me, you go into New York City to see a Met game, you're going to probably spend about $10 to $15 just on tolls. But, hey, you go see the Albany Yankee games, $4, you're in, you got a great night of baseball. You want to keep up on that. WGNA 1460 AM carries the Albany Yankees locally, and it's certainly fun to listen to them on the radio if you could ever manage to do DX that. But warning you, WGNA goes down to, I think it's 1,000 watts at night, but it sounds like a lot less. They really don't get out. As a matter of fact, I live about 10 miles south of the city, and I have problems picking them up at night. So good luck. That's a great pickup. You can manage to pull those guys in on 1460. Usually get Quebec in there instead at night. And remember, if you'd like to participate and take an active role in this column, if you see any ratings information, just pack it up in an envelope, send it to me, Laura McCusker, at WROW Radio, 341 Northern Boulevard, Albany, New York, 12204. Until next time, good DX to all.
Thank you very much, Laura. And I'd like to pass along some other address information to you. The membership of the DX Audio Service lets you know exactly where you have to write to get in touch with us here at the Audio Service. As long as you keep in touch with us, we know what's going on with you. And, of course, you can send us the latest information on radio in your part of the world. How do you get in touch with me here at the DX Audio Service? It's very easy. Just send it to Fred Vobe, V-O-B-B-E. That's Victory Oscar Bravo Bravo Echo. And the address is 706 McKenzie. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Now, the address up at headquarters is where you should send anything which relates to your subscription. Perhaps you're changing an address, renewing your subscription to the DX Audio Service, or perhaps starting one for someone, a gift subscription. Anything that has to do with that address or your membership, send it up to National Radio Club Headquarters. And the address up there, send it to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. If you'd like to get in touch with Jerry Starr concerning some information for the AM Switch column, perhaps you know something that Jerry doesn't. Drop him a card or a letter. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Send it to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, S-I-M-O-N, in Youngstown, Ohio. The zip code is 44512-1320. And I think that's just about it, with exception of the Publication Center. Let me just pass that along to you quickly. That's the NRC Publication Center. Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, is the manager. Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. We'll see you on part two of the DX Audio Service for June 1991.